more acres and some great yields in 2012, and that gave us a lot of peanuts to try to merchandise in this country and globally. Bob Parker is the president and chief executive officer of the National Peanut Board, and they're responsible for trying to merchandise those peanuts into the marketplace.
We had an increase in plantings last year, and then on top of that, we had a record yield, just an absolutely record-shattering yield, and have produced about 3.4 million tons of peanuts, farmer stock tons, in the U.S., compared to a previous record of about 2.8 million tons was our previous record. So we have a monumental task of moving these peanuts into the market. Fortunately, China has come into the U.S. market. They saw that the price was favorable and they were having trouble getting a supply from India, which is normally a supplier to them, and their internal consumption was up, so they came in and started buying peanuts. Our normal export market is about 300,000, 350,000 tons. We could do 700,000 to 800,000 tons of export business this year, so more than doubling our typical export business because of China. Also, we're looking at opportunities to fill some of the gaps that China's leaving because they're not exporting like they have in the past. And then, of course, going forward, it's important that we look at opportunities with China to keep them in the U.S. market and keep them as a customer. It's not likely they'll continue to buy on the scale they bought on this year, but we still want them as a customer. Even if we can keep them buying 50 or 60,000 tons, that's 20% increase in our export market. And then we're looking at other opportunities all the time, new ways for consumers to enjoy peanuts for breakfast, peanuts on the go. We're really stressing the health and wellness aspects of peanuts. The peanuts are the highest protein of any nut. They are a source of over 30 vitamins and nutrients, and they're a great meal substitute. So it's not just a snack. It can be a snack. It can be candy, but it can also be a meal.
As far as what's ahead for the U.S. peanut industry, for peanut producers especially, Bob Parker says that he believes there's some good times ahead for U.S. peanut producers.
Well, yes, I'm very optimistic about the future of the peanut industry because we have a great product, and what we've got to do is make sure the consumers understand what a great product it is. We're under huge pressure from tree nuts. Almonds and walnuts are trying to cut into our market, take our business, hazelnuts. So there's a misperception by some consumers that, for example, almonds are healthier than peanuts. The facts don't bear that out. Peanuts are as healthy in some aspects or healthier. We have more protein. We're a good or excellent source of 7 nutrients compared to almond 6. So we do have some advantages. We've got to make sure consumers understand that. And that's our job as the National Peanut Board.
Top hired hand for the National Peanut Board, Bob Parker, who spoke at the recent Oklahoma Peanut Expo at Quartz Mountain State Lodge. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.